the 10 o'clock hour of the Joe Thomas Show, featuring Mark Tauscher and Jason Wilde and Jesse Nelson, rolls on, presented by Hall of Fame Beef, which their social media and YouTube team, checking out my hat. Love my hat.
Your hat is awesome. I do love that hat.
Thank you for the hat.
The USA
and for
hat.
The beef.
One of our best sellers.
So I'll be honest. I follow you on social media, but I have curtailed my social media use, not to the point of the Thomas children who don't have any at all because I have to have it for work, but I'm not on there much. But I was told that you did like a four-part video series on Instagram.
It's like Landman.
Fixed Badger football?
Oh, you fixed it?
It's fixed.
Oh, perfect.
I'm surprised you guys didn't get it.
I am very excited to hear that it's all good.
The message from Mac in your email inbox that says, hey, all is well. No problem. Joe fixed it with 4 minutes of Instagram videos that he did in his basement in between picking up his son at a birthday party he had.
Well, I did hear Jesse talking to Coach Alvarez, and it sounds like there's correct me if I'm wrong, Jesse. Barry basically said Joe plagiarized what he had to say. Is that how I heard that?
Great minds think alike.
That might be what it was.
He didn't say exactly that he plagiarized him, but he said he's taking that out of my playbook is what he said last time. Would you like to hear what the coach
had to say? Yeah, let's hear what Coach had to say. Then we can find out what Joe said.
Joe read my playbook. I mean, there aren't any secrets. You know, what Joe's talking about is the right thing. But I think he's sending a message to the staff. Get off the staff. I understand that. But the staff has to understand, go back to the basics. Let's focus on keeping the good kids in state at home. What's our identity? Right now, I don't know. We've talked about this. I don't know our identity. It used to be run the football, physical, go from there, play action, and good, solid, sound defense. I don't know that now. So it's easy to talk about it, but it starts every day in practice. It's how you practice. If you're going to run the football and be a physical team, that's how you have to practice. Not every day so you're killing your players, but your Tuesday, Wednesday practices have to be physical. And spring and fall have to be very physical camps. And, you know, it's great. But the head coach, the staff all have to buy in, and then you implement the plan. But Joe said it right.
Not a babe, Joe.
He just said what he did when he was there.
Great minds thinking alike, what Barry did
when I was there. Hey, he's not wrong. I mean, it worked pretty well for him for a while.
Yeah, different. I am curious what you said, though, because it was a different era. I know that one of the hot-button issues, both from Barry and from, quite frankly, the greatest Badger from Brookfield Central High School, of course, Brad Nortman.
I was going to say, thank you.
They agree that the issue has been, at least one of the issues has been, the failure to connect with state high school coaches and the wall around the state having broken down. What was part of this four-part series that you plagiarized from Coach's playbook?
Did you send this out all in one, or did you break it down like the old TV shows? You put it out on like a Thursday.
Tosh would like to know, because he's mad about the way Landman is being released.
I was all excited. I only watched Landman on planes, and we've been traveling. And for whatever reason, they only had the first three episodes. I needed the last three because the new season started Sunday. Mm-hmm. But
Joe released it like Netflix release. He released all at once.
Joe put it out all four so you could binge immediately, which is the way streaming services initially did it.
That's what I was shooting for. However, I'm the guy running the social, and it's me setting up the camera and talking to the camera, and then quick figuring out how to edit it before I have to go pick up my son from his birthday party as my wife's like, you gotta leave! You're gonna be late! And I'm like, I'm trying to do this quickly! Sorry! And then it's chaos, and I'm just trying to throw it out there. Ideally, I don't even really know if you want to put it out all at once. if you can let people binge, or if you should tease it and put like one piece each day. I have no idea.
I feel like in the radio game,
I just had a couple minutes
teasing,
and I watched the Badger game, and I was like, hey, I'm going to record this. I got a few minutes in between, you know, daddy duties, and I'm going to throw it out there because it's fresh in my mind, and if I try to talk to my family about it, they're going to just ignore me. So this is my only outlet to feel like anybody's paying attention to what I have to say.
Okay. So?
All right, so let's tease it.
Oh, it's a little teasy.
Here we go. I like it.
So we will get to what Joe Thomas said, the synopsis of the four-part documentary series shot in his basement in between birthday parties.
That you can be done with in 4 minutes.
Netflix is calling, by the way.
I'm sure they're very eager to get more from you from content-wise. Look, I'm telling you, you turn the book into a documentary, I think there's a lot of people who will watch. I still have Hall of Fame Knox recorded on my DVR from when you went into the hall. So there's some good stuff that could be made.
Jason, if Joe asked you, would you write his autobiography?
A second one? Like, yeah. I would write
the one
life
that you're
story
sell to
after
Netflix.
Football?
No, the whole deal.
Yeah, I would absolutely do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, yep. What an honor.
There you go.
I'm working on the Mark Tauscher documentary.
No,
first,
you need
though.
To get.
I'm
you need to do Dick Bennett's. Like the fact that you have not done Dick
he won't,
Bennett's.
He
no,
won't.
He will. You have to.
Won't.
You have to prod a little.
You
bit more.
Come with me.
All right,
come
great,
with
let's
me
go.
To Nakusa and help. Me.
Yeah.
What's he all doing right. up at Nakusa?
I'm golfing.
That's where he
just
lives.
Golf. Well, I mean, I know he lives there, but just all golf all the time.
I think he loves golf and probably
and,
heading
and
down.
Not telling his life story, unfortunately.
I mean, just go golf with him. And
he
sit
should.
There and put the tape recorder on. I think he would love to do that. Mm-hmm. Then
go
he's
break
got an
200
excuse
with
to
Dick.
Go yeah. golf again.
Break 200. That's something.
Okay.
Win a pair of tickets to Green Bay and Chicago on December 7th, which will include reservations to the Tundra Trio, Green Bay's upscale tailgating destination. From the steps of the of Lambeau, I'm sorry, steps from the stadium, featuring gourmet food and premium drinks, all thanks to Dr. Pepper and ESPN Wisconsin. You can enter now. And there's two websites you can choose, ESPNWisconsin.com, or if you were in the mood to check the contest rules that Jesse writes so copiously, ESPNWisconsinContest.com gets you there as well. Nothing hits like the bold signature flavor of Dr. Pepper, so enjoy an ice-cold Dr. Pepper during your next trip to McDonald's. No purchase is necessary. Enter by November 23rd. Joe Thomas's synopsis of his Landman style, Here's How You Fix Badger Football Instagram series is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
You tell me I'm a wreck, you say that I'm a mess, how could you expect?
The best of social media postings when you're supposed to be picking up your kid from a birthday party. Landman and the radio technique of teasing, all to bring you now at long last how Joe Thomas stole a page out of Barry Alvarez's playbook to fix Badger football.
He said the whole playbook, by the way.
He did.
Said my
Joe
playbook.
Said it right.
I tell you something. Search committees don't hire. I don't hire search committees. Search committees hire me.
Kabuna bar.
A couple of the
Joe,
all-time great quotes.
He's got a few of them. You better get season tickets now because before long you won't be able to get them. Joe. There's another good one.
Oh, that's good.
So Joe, fix Badger football for us in 4 minutes or less.
Are we rolling the tape? Or are we having me talk?
No, do it live.
Oh, I thought
Let's
you had a great
live.
Time.
We'll do it live.
You know, a great producer would probably have a nice little highlight.
No,
cut
Jesse,
boom,
doesn't,
boom, boom.
Jesse doesn't believe
right.
in playing audio.
So,
it's not
right. Yeah, so we'll start
Barb.
With just
oh, my
one
bad.
Thing
I
here.
Apologize,
right?
Jesse,
and I think this is the thing that maybe is peeved the most Wisconsin fans from the state is the thing that's always made Wisconsin football unique and special and great and given us so much pride as fans is you've always had that wall around the state. You've always recruited and kept home the guys that were here. And you would take chances on guys that are maybe borderline tweeners. You're not sure if they can make it or not because they're from Wisconsin. Because you know you're going to get that little extra effort from them in the fourth quarter when things are tough and everybody else is cutting and running because it means more. They grew up with that W on their hat. They grew up watching games as a kid. And they're not somebody that's going to give up when things get hard, whether that be training camp, off-season training, when they're trying to run you up and down those stadiums and trying to wear you out and steal your soul, or whether that be in the fourth quarter in a tough, tight game where you're beat up, you're tired, you're hurt, things are maybe not looking so great, you're down by 14 or 7, you keep fighting. Those are the guys that are from the state. And I think we took our eye off that ball a little bit with how we were recruiting. Tausch, you would know way more about the program than I do, but we let way too many good players in the state of Wisconsin leave because I think we were focused on recruiting nationally and trying to move our program to that next level in everybody's eyes to be able to compete consistently with Ohio State, Michigan, Texas, Alabama, those teams. And so we were trying to recruit those guys, and because you only have so much time, if you're spending a lot of time recruiting those guys, you're neglecting the guys that are under your nose. And when you don't have the money and you don't have the historical prestige to compete with Ohio State, Texas, for those recruits, when you lose out, now you've been spending your time on a guy that you lost. And then now those guys in-state are going, well, yeah, it's great that you offered me, and now all of a sudden you're my best friend.
I didn't feel that love from the
jump.
But
I didn't feel that love.
Yep. Yeah.
Your thoughts.
Yeah. Jason, what do you got?
My thoughts are that I don't have the answers because I'm not the Hall of Famer that you are or the influencer that Tausch is. I had my thoughts, and I certainly was put in the bad cop situation with the athletic director who, again, I thought...
Did you say bad cop or journalistic? I mean, really, you did your job as a journalist,
well,
and you did a great job.
There were some people that described my role was to be the bad cop, and I was happy to do that because I am a journalist. But my issue with Barry and my issue, frankly, Joseph... with you.
Ooh.
Give it to me.
Yeah, get after
it. Here we go.
Yeah.
That's how you throw get to the
fight. Let's go.
Right?
No, I'm definitely not. There's no fighting. But my issue is it doesn't feel like there's any view, and again, I don't want to be harshly critical of Chris McIntosh, but you guys are talking about a world that doesn't exist as much anymore. Right, in college football. And on the other side, what I keep hearing from the world that does exist is we just need to spend more money, right? More support, pledging more support. Somewhere in between the old school world that Barry lives in, which, look, I understand that there was like cheating going on under the table, like blue chips and Matt Nover getting his big tractor. And Shaq and Penny getting paid off. But at least in that system, you kind of knew what you were up against. If there's not a salary cap for schools, if there are not more limitations on whatever, then it's going to be the college football version of baseball, where the haves and the have-nots, there are going to be times when teams like the Brewers can do what they did, but it's not going to be frequent. It's going to be the same teams all the time. Alabama, Ohio State, all of those. So I would like to see some better plan that is not just an arms race that, Oregon has Nike money, and now Indiana has Mark Cuban money. I don't want it to be that. And I know you have worked to try with the NIL part of this to make it more effective. And I appreciate that. But do we see a point where college football can do what the NFL has successfully done, which is so many of its teams enter the year thinking they've got a chance?
Yes, Joe, you are called upon.
So I think the difference here, Wilde, Tausch, Jesse, do any of us not agree that we think college football should have some type of a salary cap?
Yes, so of course they should.
The paying of the players is more equal.
Yes.
So what are we talking about, right? We're talking about what are the things
we
can do
right
now. I know, but we don't control the NCAA or the Big Ten. Like, until those people put their big boy shorts on and we get some true leadership there, and then we need some leadership in Congress and politics. Okay, that'll never happen. So we're wasting our time here talking. But until that happens and we get that structure, we got to play with the structure we have. We got to play with the ball that they gave us. And so we're trying to think of, all right, we're Wisconsin. We have Wisconsin's best interest in mind. What are the things that we can do to try to make us more competitive in the current environment?
Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're trying to do. And it's not that I don't respect it.
Let me tell you something. Indiana has changed the game for everybody's expectations.
You're
also
right.
But they got the money. So the question is, do we not have the money, or did we not reach out to the right people that have the money and convince them to put the money into NIL and to our players? I don't know that answer. I mean, it's not like the NFL where you have information about player salaries and contracts and salary
Correct.
Cap right at your fingertips. So you're reading reports from other people and you're just kind of taking them as fact. Like, I think Wisconsin spends, what, half of what Ohio State spends yep. on their players? So it's hard to be competitive. It's like baseball, like you mentioned. But do we just accept that fact and say, well, the teams that have money in the Big Ten are just going to be the better teams right now? Or do we try to do something about it? And I don't know what that answer is, right? I would like to think that Wisconsin, being the prestigious university with the number of Fortune 500 CEOs that we
nice
have,
drop.
The people that love.
Really good drop.
Thank you. Yep. You can send the check, UW Alumni Fund, to Joe Thomas Hall of Fame beef. But
you got to sell
like
a lot of beef, bro.
We're going to have to sell a lot of beef to be able to afford $25 million a year. But I think Big Cat is doing a good job at Barstool of like, hey, let's rouse the base. Let's find the boosters that have the money and let's
There's
make those connections.
There's a couple people over at the UW. So maybe, I don't think Big Cat's doing such a good
well,
job.
Well, I know they're probably mad at him, but you know what? At least he's talking about us. And if we don't have people like that talking about Wisconsin football, who's going to talk about us?
Yeah.
We're not fun to talk about. We're boring. We're not doing anything on offense. Yeah, our defense is great. We're losing
Tune
games.
Tune in, 6:30
on
Saturday.
What are we talking about? We have passion. We have pride. We're like the Browns fan base. We want to talk about our team. We want to make it. We want better. We want to fix it. So let's try to do something about it. And so maybe, Tosh, I don't have the inside knowledge that other people in the program, maybe you have. Like, have we not made the outreach we need to the boosters that can make a difference? Now, maybe we don't have a Mark Cuban, and maybe we don't have somebody who has or a group of people that have the money that some of these other programs do. But maybe we have them. We just they're not public
Here's
figures,
what I would
and
say.
So we have to find them and make those relationships
and
curate
convince them that
and
it's worth their investments.
Worth. Exactly.
Yeah. Here's what I would say. I think everybody needs to do better in all facets of all of this because what we've done, and that goes to, you know, whether it's being out with more donors, doing more events, being around the state, caravan around, and get people bought in to what we're doing. And having a vision of what that's going to look like. That, to me, off-season-wise, needs to be, along with raising money and bringing in a lot better players and all of the things that I'm sure you're going to hear and see, that with the keeping the high school coach, you have so many things that I think need to be improved upon.
Yeah, but you got to have something to sell. That's great, and that's what you could have done going into year one. And I'm not sure if they didn't do it. I'm just going off, again, reports and things that I hear from other people.
Sure.
That it maybe didn't happen. And the results on the field and the results in recruiting where we haven't got those top
guys in
Wisconsin.
And really what people care about is the results on the field. They don't care
about
–
that's the only
thing
that
matters. Nobody cares how the meat gets made. People care about the sizzle and, man, dang, it's good.
Well, we care about how the meat is made because it makes it moist.
Wetter the better. We heard that earlier.
That is true.
So the important thing, though, is if Fickell never made one call to a single in-state recruit but they were undefeated right now, nobody would be saying a peep. It's the fact that we're not very good and we're trying to find answers and solutions and we look back on what we always did and how important it is to keep the dudes that we have mm-hmm. in-state because whether we pay $1 million for them and that's their value and somebody else pays $1 million for them, we're going to get more value out of them because they love Wisconsin football and they're going to go further and farther for a team that they've cheered for since they were kids and that the family cheers for, their parents and their friends and their uncles and cousins go to these games. Like, you're going to get more out of those guys. And so I think it makes sense to put more effort into those guys than other schools will. And I get it that in the NIL era, you got to back it up with money. But if it's a tie, they're going to stay home with the team that they've mm-hmm. cheered for their whole life.
Well, we will talk to one of those prominent, wealthy alumni.
Oh, baby.
Gated community, double homes.
Is this that guy
from
China?
Double homes guy.
No, it's Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike.
Oh, he's
cool.
Even
join
richer.
Us.
Yeah, he's very wealthy and super successful.
After Tausch tells us about Coors Light.
Well, who doesn't love a good Coors Light? Whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, or celebrating a big win after the game, or you just need a moment to chill, crack open that Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered. And it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
Evan Cohen joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get...
You know what that music means? Another prominent University of Wisconsin alumnus that Joe Thomas and the Wisconsin NIL collective will be hitting up for a donation right after he gets off the air on Unsportsmanlike. It is Evan Cohen on Wildy and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, everybody. I have my Wisconsin jersey here. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to put it on because it has the wrong apparel company, so it's an older one. What do I do in this spot?
Puma. Champion.
Is that what you wore, Joe? Did you have Puma when you were born?
No, but it was funny because I've got a Browns jersey from 99 hanging in my basement that I got from somebody. It was an amazing gift. It's got my autograph, which is kind of weird to have it in my house. But autogram and Jim Brown autograph on there with pictures and stuff. And it's a Puma jersey. And my son was down there yesterday. He goes, Puma? They've never been an official NFL jersey supplier. And I was trying, well, you know, like back in the day, they had more than just Nike. He's like, no, it's only Nike.
Wow.
And then I just stopped arguing with him. But Tauscher was a Reebok guy then.
Yes, we had Reebok for sure.
Yeah, I have my my Lee Evans Adidas jersey. That's what
there you go.
The only
Adidas
Wisconsin jersey I ever had was a Lee
put
Evans.
It on.
That's a good one.
Put it on.
You want to put it on?
Yeah,
I'm on board. Well, we love Lee Evans.
Yeah, Lee's the best.
Okay. A legend.
All right, there we go. I'm going to throw it. It's the white jersey. What do we think? It's a little big on me, but
you could hit the weight room.
Right?
Bench press wouldn't hurt you at all.
Yeah. Oh, I got nothing. I have nothing.
Too much time on the radio.
I heard what you guys were talking about there. And I think it's so interesting just where we're at. Because when Joe said, we're boring, we need to have conversations more than we need to worry about the football part of it. It's kind of like what, you know, Wildy and Tausch, we've been talking about for weeks, which is, like, my whole life, I obviously am not a big-time athlete, but I played sports my whole life. My dad would say to me constantly, let your game do your talking. Let your game do your talking. Like, don't talk. And now I feel like all we need to do is actually talk because we want to avoid the game part of it. We just want to know that people are going out there and approaching people. Like, Joe, have they done enough to win you over?
As far as what goes?
Conversational. I'm not asking you about money or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, do you feel, as one of the greatest players to ever play the sport, who, oh, by the way, happened to go to Wisconsin, do you feel like you're a part of the program?
See, I feel very biased to be able to answer this question because me personally, I do, but I've always had really deep ties to everybody in the program. And, you know, I live in a neighborhood and my kids are friends with some of the coaches. And, like, I've always had really deep ties. And so I don't feel like I'm the right one to answer that because I would say yes, but I just am trying to hear from other people to feel like, has the program made the same level of outreach to you as well? And I understand that, you know, not everybody's got unlimited time to be able to do all those things, but I think one of the things that Coach Alvarez was always really good at is making the alumni feel welcome, making the former players feel welcome, doing a great job reaching out to boosters and high school coaches. Like, he's Alvy, right? Everybody loves him. He loves being social. He loves talking to those guys and building those relationships. And so I don't know for sure because my experience is different than what I hear from a lot of other Wisconsin alumni, former players, boosters, things of that nature.
And I guess the point is it's easy to be nice to Joe Thomas. It's harder to be nicer to...
Well, thank you. You're very kind. I appreciate
that. No, I mean, I know you're – like, that's – all right, Jason, for you and I, non-players, I interpret that as Joe is as humble as a human being as could be, and he's basically saying, of course they're going to reach out to me, but they need to reach out to everybody else.
Right, and I would say that it's easy to reach out to the Pro Football Hall of Famer, right? Because
right.
There's something to get from him, right? His prominence with everything he's done, both as a player and after his career, you'd be stupid not to. But if you want to get buy-in, you need it from all of the alumni. And that, yeah, look,
right.
Tausch, I think you would – tell me if you would disagree with this. I think the Packers which obviously are not in the same, you know, trying to drum up interest for their program and investment, et cetera. But they've done a better job in recent years of connecting with their alumni, right? You've got the alumni suite now. You guys are invited back more. Like, there was a time when they didn't do the greatest job of that. It's a different, it's not apples to oranges, but that is an important piece. And guys want to feel wanted and invested. And the more guys that feel wanted and invested that play in your program, I'm not saying word of mouth is going to get you all the best players if you don't pay top dollar in today's realm, but I do think that if you have these ambassadors for your program who played in it, that's a huge opportunity. And other schools do have their players, their former players, doing that for them. And I don't feel like right now, based on what I see from former Badger football players, that the messaging is, oh my God, I love my program, and I love where we're at, and I am here to support it. I don't think they feel connected to it. You tell me.
Well, here's what I'll say. I think former players, whether it's at your college or your professional team, you just want to feel appreciated. You don't need to be welcomed back with, you know, 100 different things. It's, you want to feel appreciated. If you want to come back for a game, they will, you know, help you out to do that. There's, I think that's the first step. But as far as, you know, especially in, let's just take Wisconsin, you want your alumni and players to feel a ton of pride in what's going on. And when things aren't going well, I don't have a problem, and I don't know if the administration and coaching staff has a problem with guys coming from a really good point of view, even though it's negative, because the season has not been great. I don't think that should be some big troubling thing. I want my players to have high expectations, and then I want solutions if things aren't going well. So I think there's too much, you know, too much gets kind of put into some of the negative things that are said. What do you expect? Like that, then it comes down to, okay, are you helping and are you interested in helping the process go? Mm-hmm. That really is the question to me. I think, can you always be better from an outreach standpoint and from a, you know, whether it was the high school coaches or the boosters? Obviously you can. Like, I don't think there's ever going to be you're throwing a perfect game. It's showing effort and showing that you care and you want people bought in. That's how I would answer that.
Well, and I mean, like, on a smaller scale, obviously, than a former player, but like, we announced today on our show nationally that we're bringing the show to Madison on Friday. Like, we're going to the Wisconsin Illinois game.
Now,
there's a special,
let's go.
There's
all right.
A Las Vegas of the Midwest.
Well, Michelle Smallman went to Illinois. Obviously, I went to Wisconsin. And so, like, there is a good theme for us. And I'm trying to do my part. I mean, like, that, my part is,
thank
now,
you for
here's
your
the
service.
Tricky thing.
Thank you for your service.
No, but here's the tricky thing, right?
Yep.
The tricky thing is, would it be a good idea or a bad idea to try to get Fickell on the show? Because I could argue it's a bad idea, because then you got to talk about Wisconsin football instead of just how great of a town Madison is that we're coming for the game the next day. Right? I mean, like, and I'm not saying I would love to have Coach Fickell on in studio. But at the same time, as Joe said, we're kind of boring right now.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of bad teams, and I've been in that situation where you got to face the media every day. You got to talk about your team. You got to talk about the job that you're doing. It's not easy. It's not fun.
Did it ever hurt being out there and just saying, I understand where the fans are coming? Like, does it ever hurt on your end as a player when you would do that when you're going through a 1-16, 1-15 season?
And no matter what you say, you weren't on a lot of
Evan was on an 0-8 team. What was that group?
No, they won in the game he missed.
1-9.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly. Congrats on all of your successes there. It's never fun. And you know, no matter what you say, fans are going to hate it. Because in the end, it's a binary business. Are you winning or are you losing? That's the only thing anybody cares about. They don't care about outreach. They don't care about all this other stuff if you're winning. But when you lose, all those things creep up, and all those things that may be minor problems become huge problems. But as a head coach, as the AD, as the face of a franchise, as the face of a university, as a face of a program, like, you have to be ready to always be selling something, always be selling some hope and optimism, and be willing to take that criticism and know that if you do come on ESPN National with Evan and you talk about Wisconsin football, no matter what you say, people are going to hate it. But at least you're making the effort to be able to go out there and to sell a little bit of a vision and hope for the future. And what is the process? We know things aren't very good right now. Here's the mistakes we know we've made. Here's the solutions we're taking. And this is why we think it's going to be successful. I know everyone's going to hate it, but at least you're out there and you're doing those things. And at least you're sending some type of a message so people can't just create, so people don't have to create their own narrative about what's going on because of silence.
Great point. That is a really good point. Evan, I'm curious. You mentioned, obviously, Smalls went to Illinois. You obviously are around lots of people at ESPN that went to a lot of different schools. When you talk about the fact that you went to Wisconsin, what do they say right now?
They make fun of the football team and they talk about how great the town is. I mean, that's kind of commonplace with everyone because all of us know, spending as much time as we have in Madison and Joe and Taush obviously living there, and I say by choice. Like, I think there is – I think like we have to note, like, Joe Thomas and Martin Tauscher live in Madison by choice because of how amazing of a place it is for them and their families and their lives and their connections. Like, Madison is unbelievable. You go to college in Wisconsin, it is unreal. But from a football perspective, no, I get ragged on. But from a – and when I do the follow-up of, have you ever been to Madison? Oh, it's the greatest town ever. Oh, I heard it's the greatest time ever. Tell me about Halloween in Madison. And then I tell them I actually took a bus overnight to Big Ten Basketball Media Day because that's when it was and I was covering it for the student newspaper. Anyway, but the point is like that they love Madison. They make fun of the football team, if I'm going to be real about it, Jason.
Yeah.
Questioning your decision-making skills at this point, but we can keep going.
This point.
Big J journalists, Evan and I, when we were students. All right. So, Evan, you, tell us more road trip so people can – be ready for your arrival. Like, what all do you have planned when you come?
I'm glad you asked about this. So we're doing this show. So we get there on Thursday. Taush arranged a dinner that I just learned yesterday. I learned yesterday Taush arranged a dinner on Thursday that Taush is no longer going to.
That is true.
Defend yourself.
I just can't make
what
it.
What is this? I can't make it.
It just doesn't want to go.
No, I can't make it, but we are doing a fun thing on Friday. It's an all-day deal that it's going to be Evan and Michelle and Matt LePay and myself, and that's going to be a great time. They're going. I can't believe they're going. Like, the dinner's at like 8 or 8:30. It's too late for me.
That's after my bedtime.
Yeah, it's too late.
Is the reservation in your
bedtime? It's too late for you. I have to be up at 3 in the morning.
I said it was going to be too late, that you guys wouldn't want it, but I was proven wrong. So I gently backed out.
Quiet quitting.
Yeah, something like
quiet
that.
Quiet quitter.
I can't believe you guys are actually going that late.
What are you talking about? You set it up. You told them that we
really
were going
set
to commit to it. Yes, you did.
Sort of.
And then, by the way, there's a hole in the schedule. Have you noticed that? Taush, what are we doing Friday night?
I don't know. Is
apparently nothing with
Taush. Is there something that you want to go do?
What's he doing or what are you doing?
We're going to Joe's Hunting
Camp. Well, yeah, I guess.
And Smalls are going to go to Joe's Hunting Camp, uninvited. You ready?
So... wait, Taush,
we got fiber. We can record live.
Yeah.
Is there a thought on Friday to revisit the same place as dinner on Thursday?
Sure. Yeah, we can revisit and take a look at that. Certainly.
Okay.
All right.
But I'm very excited to be – oh, and by the way, Saturday, in all seriousness, Jason, there's multiple shows going on. So ESPN College Tailgate Tour that Amber Wilson and Jonathan Zaslow do all across the country at the biggest games every week. Again, what are we doing for Wisconsin? I got them to do this. This is not the biggest game. Let me be honest with you. Wisconsin, Illinois.
Well, the SEC is playing all cupcakes. It's cupcake week down
in
the SEC.
But, Taush, yes. Do you understand that national shows will be originating from Madison around the Wisconsin, Illinois game on Friday morning, Friday night, and Saturday morning?
Okay.
So when Joe says it's got to be more than just like the one person outreach, the UW Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, like this is what we can. This is my part, is like promotion by way of national stuff, right? Like, I'm not going to be able to give the money that Big Cat or whoever Big Cat's going to get to be able to give money, but I can give promotion in an honest, moral, legal way, and that's what my like. I think Joe's point is a good one. It's like, I know it comes off like kind of sappy and cheesy, but like, yeah, everybody's kind of got to do their part to rally the troops here. My part is marketing, promotion, content. Like, that's my part, right? Jason's part may be telling stories about the university in a way that maybe we hadn't seen before. Tausch's part is he should really be giving money. All of it. Every dollar you've ever earned.
I was wondering where you were going to go. I knew that it was going to be down some road of that ilk. So, yes.
Mm. What? Okay. Joe, can I put you on the spot?
Yes,
on,
please.
On something?
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted you to take over the whole thing, would you do it?
Ooh, great question.
In what capacity?
Yeah, like that's
head coach? Chancellor.
Chancellor?
No.
Grand Poobah?
Let's say they wanted you to be whatever would be the general manager.
Football GM?
Hold on. There is a general manager, so I don't want to fire someone. They want you to be above the general manager, below the athletic director for football.
Yeah, I guess I would say no just off the top, but I would need to know what that looks like because life's pretty busy right now, and I don't want to have to say no to my children. You know, like, hey, son, can't go to your basketball game ever because I'm going to be doing X, Y, and Z for perpetuity. But I think your point's a good one. Like, everyone should do their part. Everyone should look and try to figure out, hey, what are the things that I can do to help promote this program? And, you know, if it ever came to it, we'd have that discussion. We could have that conversation to see what it looked like because I do love the state. To your point, me, Tausch, we decided to move back here or move to Madison to be close because this university is so amazing. The city is so amazing. We wanted to raise our kids here. We wanted to be close to the Badger Kingdom right there in Madison because we love it. It's who we are. It's our identity. We're Badgers. Like, when you come to school here as a freshman, as an 18-year-old boy, and you become a 22-year-old man when you leave and you go through Barry Alvarez and Brett Bielema, it gets into your blood and it becomes a fabric of your identity that's stronger than maybe anything else. And I think that's why there's such a connection with alumni who went to school here or who played here. And there's so much passion in getting this thing right because it is so important. And it's not a thing that you just would cut and run from and be like, well, I guess I'm just not a Badger fan right now. Like, we're always going to be Badger fans. We're always going to have pride in who we are and what our university is and what our football and basketball teams are doing and hockey and all the other sports. Like, that's why we want it to be good. That's why it's so important to us. And so I think we're willing to do those things. And I think that's why it's like, hey, what can we do tangibly besides having the NCAA change the rule book and having some type of salary cap that can make a difference, that can get us back to our rightful place as one of the powerhouses in college football?
Evan, yeah, and before the salary cap thing is a defeatist attitude. I'm glad you said it that way because that's assuming we're going to be not as good as we should be forever. I would rather, like, it's like when people say the Dodgers are bad for baseball. No, the Pirates are bad for baseball. The Dodgers should be the example. Like, we shouldn't want a salary cap to lessen the other schools. We should want our school to raise so much money and have so much power in a positive way that we have no limitation.
Oh, Jason's shaking his head. Jason doesn't like that.
I just don't think that's realistic, though. I mean, I think it's great to have that mentality as Badger fans. Like, yeah, we can do it. We can raise more money. We can put more money into NIL and be competitive with all these other schools. But I'm not sure that's completely realistic. I think we can get a lot closer than we are right now, certainly. But I do think ultimately it will be nice for competitive balance. And maybe it's not a salary cap to bring the haves down. Maybe it's more of a revenue sharing type thing that brings the have-nots up. And so it's more of an equal playing field, my opinion.
My only counter to the counter on that.
Okay.
Is
that in double negative? The counter to the counter?
No, here's
triple dog dare you.
Okay.
Mm. So when you think about NIL across the country, a lot of times you think about the money to get quarterbacks and receivers and pass rushers and running backs. You don't think about it to get Joe Thomas and Mark Tauscher. What I'm saying is let's actually invest in our strengths instead of our weaknesses. And instead of thinking about who our next quarterback is and who our next running back and wide receiver, let's make the offensive line, like it's always been, so unbelievably good. And let's spend our money there that you can have a B-level quarterback be totally sufficient because he has one split second more to throw the football.
I love that. Reallocation of the resources. That's something that you can tangibly do without having to raise a ton more money. Yeah, do we want more money? Of course. But, hey, instead of spending it poorly, we're going to spend it wisely on the things that have always
J-Dub,
been.
Oh, J-Dub, stop biting your lip. Speak. I can see you're just biting it.
I
go.
Like that. I like,
so
hey,
you're
I'm
all mad.
That.
Go.
I'll co-sign on that.
I thought earlier Joe made a really good point about Wisconsin in-state recruits, which is you still have to pay them the competitive going rate. I don't think, as much as I love you guys, I don't think that where the program currently sits, that a kid that goes to Bayport or a kid that goes to Muskego is necessarily as nostalgic about the University of Wisconsin as a kid who got his first stuffed Bucky Badger when he was 4 years old, like me, who always dreamed of going there, not as a football player, obviously. So the money is going to matter even for in-state recruits. And Joe said that the idea would be the tie goes to keep it, to stay in at home, to make it that appealing. I love everything you're saying. I just think that, and I'm not going to pretend to understand all kids in that are high school students today, but I don't know if there is the same pull for them. I'm sure for some of them there are. Others, I want to go to the highest bidder.
Right, but right? Jason, okay. So, but Jason, there's going to be two things that I will predict right now that will serve in essence as Moneyball for college sports, and in this case, college football.
So oh, now you're speaking Wildy's language.
You are indeed, yes. No,
Moneyball is not the Oakland A's. Moneyball is finding value where others don't. So there's going to be two ways of doing it. What, option A, actually not having a quick trigger finger, which Wisconsin is trying, right? Someone is going to find value in actually staying with the regime longer than fans and alumni and media think they should. That's an easy one. Option two is a little bit different. Option two is going to run an offensive system that no one else runs nor would steal players from.
Are you telling me you want to go wing T or veer option like Don Morton did?
Don Morton.
Are you telling me you want to go veer option?
Someone
fear the veer.
Yes.
Someone will find value.
Okay.
In saying let's run in essence a wishbone. Let's just use that as an example.
Oh my God.
Where other schools will say, "No, listen to me.
I'm listening."
Other schools. I don't think you're listening.
I'm listening, Dad. Stop yelling at me.
Seem like you're listening.
How do you listen when you're talking?
Somehow, some way. There will be a university and a football program that will say, we want to run something where no other school even tries to take our players because they don't run what they are able to run. That if we have the best offensive lineman and we're doing the old Belichick against the Bills on Monday Night Football a few years ago and running the ball 46 of 49 times and boring you to death, but we score more points than the other team, someone will ultimately find value in that.
It's like you listened to my four-part Netflix series from Saturday.
Because is that what you said?
I said we need to zig when everybody else zags because it was already 2 minutes long and Instagram told me nobody's going to watch this if it goes any further. I didn't get into the Belichick examples. But thank you, Evan, for being on the show because you're a Patriots guy and you understand what has Belichick always been the best at is finding value where other people don't.
Yeah, Tom Brady is his quarterback and he couldn't win Jack
without him. No, I get that. But, okay. All right. Outside of that,
he's doing a great job at
4-3
UNC doing
when everybody
that,
was 3-4.
Yeah.
3-4 when everybody was 4-3. Doing things differently so that you can find guys that have value that other people maybe don't want and build a system and a structure and a program around those guys. I mean, it's not that far off from what Alvey was doing, right? We were
exactly.
Round and pound. We were physical, tough-nosed, hard-working dudes from the Midwest and the East Coast. And, like, there wasn't a lot of value in those players to other people. Now, you got to pay a little bit more for them now, but you can build a roster that leans into that strength and then recruit and pay those guys that maybe other schools aren't willing to pay as much, and so you can find value in those guys and win with maybe 10, 15, 20% less NIL money than some of those other big schools. I love that idea. That was my idea.
And here's another place you could find value where others don't. Start knocking on the doors of the other sports and see if you can use any of their players that they already budgeted for on your team.
That might be a harder stretch. I'm going to be totally honest.
Okay. All right. Chris Shavers. Oh, it's Chris Shavers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but they recruited him as a football player. I mean, I was football track. Chambers, football track. Jonathan Taylor
could use Brad Davison at quarterback
like,
this year.
Football players first, and I don't think we're sliding under the radar, you know, and nowadays.
Just saying.
Michael Bennett, football, and then also did track. It's not like there's all these dudes.
Reggie Torian.
Paid a bunch of money. Yeah, exactly. Paid a bunch of money in all these other sports that nobody knew they were good football players. That were, we're going to get this $1 million sprinter from the Badgers to come out for the football team. Sorry, that's a bad take,
right.
Evan. I we're brainstorming here, but I don't think that one's going to work.
They can play their games in Fantasyland. All right. Evan, safe travels to Madison.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your
hey,
late
do
night.
Do you want? So Joe and I were just talking. Do you want us to leave our holiday cards here for you?
That's a great point.
Oh, or do you God want Almighty. Us to mail them to you? Because I know how interested you are. Just because we're here and you're coming in a couple of days, how would you like that?
Yeah, you can take it and put it in a shredder is what I'd like you to do, Tosh.
So what I
just
hear
don't
is he wants
understand
us to
the fact you're such real. A good friend to us. You've been so good to, and you don't care about people's lives. Like, think about that, Evan. You don't care what Joe and Annie have done with their family and what their kids are doing. You don't want to know? Like, that seems so unlike you. You're such a, you got that hard, you got that hard exterior where you try to be all tough and then you weep up at Canty's baby shower and Small's telling you how great you are. And I loved how uncomfortable you were when she's telling you how great of a husband you are. You're all that. And then when we try to share our lives with you, you tell us to shred it and you don't care? Look at you've sent Joe out. That's how upset he is.
Joe left.
That make it make sense to me, Evco. Okay. He can't. Or he
did he
hung up.
Did he hang up?
I don't know.
It appears Evan froze. Yeah.
All right, I'm better.
You gonna be all right?
I'm better, guys.
Okay, let's get you a beef stick over break.
Right, thank
here.
You. That's what I need right now.
All right, that was Evan Cohen, who had no real response. So the timing there, troubling to say the least.
Maybe he hung up. Yeah, maybe he hung up.
I don't know what happened there. We need to continue on. We've lost complete control of the show. So it feels like a good time for me to tell you about one of our favorite things to do this time of year. It's time again for your chance to win Kringle for a year. It's the jingle for your Kringle contest. It's back. Presented by Racine Danish Kringles. This is your chance to let your creative juices flow and deliver a musical performance and potentially win Kringle for a year. Now, remember, our one rule, in addition to it having to be under 60 seconds, is you have to include the line, it's not just a treat, it's a tradition, in your jingle. Submit your entry and find contest rules at our new website, jingleforyourkringle.com. That's right, jingleforyourkringle.com. Jingle for Your Kringle, brought to you by Racine Danish Kringles. 800-4-DANISH or kringle.com to order this holiday season. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Hold on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone. I don't want to move on. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone for good. You're slipping through my fingertips a little bit by a little bit. I didn't know the love of you was the happiest.
Thanks, Evan Cohen.
So just correct me if I'm wrong here, fellas. You know, we're all Wisconsin alum. We all want this program and this football team.
I'm not.
It's true. I wasn't talking about. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I met Joe, myself, Jason, and Evan.
I'll go back here.
Boy, you just got to make it about. Oh, I don't like
well,
attention.
Well, you said fellas. I thought I was one of the
okay,
fellas.
Okay, Bradley aside. So, Evan Cohen wants to go and run the veer option with cross-country wrestlers and crew? Is that was what I took from his appearance on our show?
That was the danger of having a really good, high quality take,
and he went and just too far,
following it with a joke.
It's
because
hard.
That's what it was.
No, he wasn't trying. He wasn't joking. Though.
I believe he was.
We need Reggie
Torian.
Just wait a
There's
second.
No
you think he was
serious.
Joking?
I know he's thought about it. I mean, that's what he does for a living is yes. think about sports and talk about it. So he had to have thought about that before he said it. But that makes no sense whatsoever.
I think, like a lot of times, and this happens to me too, you'll start talking and it's so long. You got three hours.
Just keep going.
And you just keep going and you're like,
no filter.
Maybe I went too far. And then you can always kind of bring it back. He didn't have time. He got froze. He can't think that that's a good idea.
Carter Smith or Nolan Winter at quarterback for the final two games.
I'm not sure who he's going to identify as this player that we're spending a lot of money on NIL and another sport that also happens to be some fantastic football player.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
Ronaldo Nehemiah.
Yeah, well, let's ask him on Friday.
Oh, the FCO.
You guys can have that conversation at dinner. We will get to the 11 o'clock hour.
FaceTime?
Well, I guess you guys won't because you won't be there either. We will get to the 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch coming up. Joe, you're still sticking around for a whole nother hour, aren't you?
Well, I'm not sure about an hour, but at least 42 more minutes.
42 more noon. Minutes.
Then I got some hot dates at Gotham Bagels. Got to go get my Sammy that Joey Bagels fired up for me.
Can't wait. I can't wait to be back in Madison for that. You can't wait for the new season of Behind the Bucks, the podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Locked In, narrated by Bucks legend Marcus Johnson, takes you inside the team's pursuit of another championship. You'll hear from the Bucks stars on how competition is building, the chemistry, and fueling another run to win it all. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. More Wildy and Tausch with Joe Thomas as the 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. Stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.